Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, it's always tough winning on the road. There are 14 road teams playing in the first round of the playoffs this weekend. None of those 14 road teams has a winning record on the road this year. You've actually got the best road record, 421 winning percentage. There may not be a right answer, but why is it so darn hard to win on the road?
Well, just again, travel's very, really hard. I think you got to look at more on the home team side. You're comfortable with your surroundings, your rink, your fans, your own bed, your own pregame meals. There's just a lot of familiarity, and you're very comfortable at home. Plus, it's a bear. You know, traveling's tough. Traveling takes a lot out of you, zaps a lot of energy out of you, and especially Friday night is usually very difficult for teams on the road.
Both teams entered this series with struggling power plays. They, in essence, got three of them last night. Was that more on what they were doing or more on what you guys weren't doing?
I think it was a combination. They have a modified 2-3, and they changed it this weekend. And they're really wide. And we got a little extended, Schultze. We got a little extended, and I don't want to get technical, but they cross-seamed us once on a goal, and the other one, we were off our front a little bit, and they sucked us over a little bit. So, you know, we got to be a little more patient, a little tighter tonight. And, that was the game last night. 5-on-5, we were the better team. Special teams, they were better.
The penalty last night for throwing the stick, I don't know that I've ever seen that called. What the heck actually happened on that play?
You know what? Tyler lost his stick or broke. It broke, and he was right next to our bench, and one of our guys threw his extra stick. He didn't catch it. So I didn't really look at it. I didn't really watch it, but that was kind of the essence of it.
The official stats just had bench penalty on it. I don't even know if they knew how to enter it, because have you ever seen it in a game before?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think so, Schultze. And, I've seen like throwing the stick on like a broken stick, like throwing it out of the way. Not a broken stick, a live stick, but throwing it out of the way in the power play. I've seen that before. And I remember I was really mad because it's in play. It's in play, and you want to get it to the outside. But what you're doing is you're not allowing that person. He's got to go farther away to get their stick. So we've been called on that before, but I can't remember what year it was. But that's probably the only thing close to it.
You look back at sports, and there have been some great stories of guys, their backs against the wall, so to speak. You know, Reggie Jackson hits three home runs in a World Series game in the 1970s. He's named Mr. October because of that. Kirk Gibson's home run when he can hardly walk. What is it about certain athletes that they can kind of thrive in that kind of situation?
Well, I just think, again, it's mental toughness. I mean, certain athletes have so much mental toughness. I mean, you're speaking of two right there. Reggie Jackson had mental toughness, and Kirk Gibson, I mean, he could have played in the NFL as a wideout. Was drafted high as a wide receiver, and obviously played for the LA Dodgers and the Detroit Tigers. And mental toughness. And I've had a lot of players with mental toughness, and those guys, they thrive in certain situations.
Kind of in that regard, we talked yesterday about the excitement of the playoffs. There's, I don't know if fear is the right word, but that a season can come to a close tonight. As a coach, how do you deal with players and their different ways of how they all handle things and getting the message across of we're going to be playing tomorrow?
Well, I just told our guys today, I go, hey guys, if you didn't think this is probably going to be a three-game series, we're the road team. I mean, I kind of had the mentality, you don't talk about it going in, but the bottom line is I think you too, I mean, we're thinking three games as a coach. We know how hard it is. We haven't been swept at home this year. I mean, it's hard sweeping a team at home. And I just look at us. We were swept twice this year by Mankato and St. Cloud, two pretty good teams, and both in their barn. So, I think at the end of the day, you sit there and play. It's all the law of averages, Schultze. I mean, we play the law of averages. And I think we all realize it's probably going to be a three-game series. You hope it's not, but it's probably going to be that way. And that's the approach you have to look at. And that's what we have, but I think that's the message you got to send to your guys. We thought it was going to be three anyway, so let's just win the last two.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. He only played Lake State twice in the regular season, Tom. Is that altered your comfort level of what to expect out of them coming into this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a little bit, but it's same for them. So I don't get wrapped up in that stuff. Schultze, to me, the question is really irrelevant because they played us twice. We played them twice. So, I mean, we're both in the same boat trying to maybe know each other a little more. But it doesn't take long to get a feel for, you know, their style and what they're doing and vice versa. So I know I'm not hung up on that stuff.
They won a bunch of faceoffs again last night. Cuglietta, I think, is second in the country right now in faceoff wins. Beating a broken record here, but it's a game changer, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, last night, do you know how many defensive zone faceoffs we had? 10. And six of them were, four of them were on the power play. So we didn't have to, we had no, that. What does that tell you? We had the puck. I mean, we had zone time, we had possession time. So that to me is the more interesting stat right there. We had the puck. So, I mean, when they didn't have offensive zone faceoffs, it just tells you, again, we dictated play.
There were a lot of backdoor plays for both teams last night. Is that just kind of how the game was progressing, or was that play just open last night?
I didn't see any backdoor plays for them other than on the power play, so... So we might have had a couple. They're not standing out as much for me, Schultze. We just watch video as they did for you. But no, they scored on the power play on the back door. But there wasn't, a ton of plays. We had a couple where we had the back wall, but we more or less hit our slot guy. So, but it all depends. If you give the end wall up, there's no question defensively. You get puck focused, and there's going to be guys open. So. You always got to watch that. You always got to watch the back door. You always got to watch the back door because it's quiet ice, and quiet ice is where people take advantage of you.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.